fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom. And welcome back to the Badger State Resistance Podcast. I'm your host, Justin, along with me, Lee. How we doing, Lee?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so the next couple days, we got some guests that are going to be joining us, especially you're not going to want to miss Wednesday. And as long as we can get our girl Maddie for tomorrow, which I got to message her, we will have her on. But we're going to just kind of, we got a short show today, and we kind of talk about Joe Biden's, you know, dumpster fire of a State of the Union address. So what were your thoughts? I thought it was angry. I thought it was idiotic. I thought it was one truthful thing that came out of his mouth was, like, the very first statement is that if he was smart, he'd go home.
Yeah. Well, and there was two. I mean, he did say an illegal
right.
And he murders apologized. Somebody. So he's got
apologized.
Two going for him.
Yep, and then had to go and apologize for it. Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, no, so, again, it was supposed to, he ran on this entire thing out of his basement saying, hey, I'm going to bring everybody together. It's never been the case. We've seen him, with a background of red. And I know if there's some, it was red and blue. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Right.
But just these angry speeches where he's lifting his fists and, you know, ranting on about things. And then nothing about it was about the state of our situation. It was really the state about, you know, Ukraine v. Russia. And it was the state of Israel versus Gaza, which is, you know, we're not being supportive to, Israel in that standpoint. Why does that's one thing that just boggles my mind, not to get off on a tangent, but, and I'm not going to, but why do people think that Israel can't take care of themselves? Like, if they ask for something, let them ask for something, but really let them take care of themselves. The only thing that should be happening right now with the United States is not packing food in.
Right.
Okay, you shouldn't give these people a grain of bread until you have the American hostages back in your hands. If not, you should be firing hell on them as well. This is what I'm talking about when we sit here and talk about America first. This is what we mean by America first. Like, listen, get these people back where they belong. I mean, you gave up hell and high heaven for, you know, that dude basketball player or whatever that chick's name is. But so, I mean, you gave up a ton for her over what, you know, like some marijuana stuff. She was being fed for all you know, but these people are being are hostages, and there's no supporting them, and it's tough to watch.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Obviously the media is going to go out there and try to fact check and all that, and they're saying that, of course, he's correct, blah, 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 you know. But the reality is, you know, he touched on the border, but, I mean, he created the border disaster. And I actually have Congressman Jack Bergman's from Michigan's first district's statement following Biden's State of the Union, and it says, quote, our borders in total crisis, our economy is on the brink of disaster, and that there's unrest around the globe with no leadership from the president. Wages are stagnating, inflation continues to rise, and jobs and businesses are being shuttered. You know, and the thing is Joe Biden went out there and said that inflation's at its lowest point in from any president, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. There's mass inflation. We have mass border crossings of illegal immigrants. We have no safety within our cities, and quite frankly, the nation is crumbling from within.
Well, you know, I'll contradict your statement there. There is safety now. They have the National Guard,
right,
and all those individuals now in the subway because it became so bad that they had to put, like, actual troops down in the subway. So again, so those individuals who protected other people in New York,
right.
And we remember that story that you know, that psycho, like, abusing that wannabe Michael Jackson dude, abusing people or whatever. And he, you know, he found out what it meant. And now, you know, like, hey, what about those people that are locked up now? But, you know, too, when we sit, yeah, I mean, when we sit here and talk about the economy, the middle class has never been more in debt than they are now. I'm not saying that that's the government's responsibility, but that's what happens when in the inflammatory, you know, setting that we're in, you're gonna go broke and fast. And so, you know, you could look at certain things like housing is kind of like, you know, stabilizing a little bit, and there's some other components, but who would ever sacrifice that for wages being stagnant? And, you know, the only kind of jobs that are out there right now are part-time jobs. I mean, this is Obama, like, 101. It's pathetic to see. It's, you know, what's more pathetic, actually, is listening to Democrats in the media actually hype up his speech, because they said he was on fire. Like, yeah, I guess that's what cocaine does. You know, that's what everybody's saying now, is that the cocaine that was stored in the White House was actually his. You know, so you sit here, and, like, I think the actual Democrat Twitter page said something as stupid as, look, Dark Brandon's on fire, or something like that, saying that he was, you know, giving one-liners. Like, nobody's scared of this guy, and nobody respects him. I mean, even if you didn't want to be feared, you want to be respected. The dude is... yeah, he's a walking time bomb. His ego is, at least. I mean, right. That's my point of view.
Right. No, absolutely. It's insane to me. And, you know, whatever, you know, here we are, almost, you know, we're in his fourth year, and, you know, everything has fallen apart under Joe. And, you know, anybody that believes this man is a fool. And sadly, there are too many people that have, you know, ultra egos and don't want to admit the fault of this whole thing. And here we are. So,
yeah, well, and unfortunately, some people have to pay for it. People like,
right,
the Lake and Riley's. And then, actually, I mean, there's, I know that name is being used the most because he won't come out and actually say her name without, you know, being faulty or whatever. But there's a lot of people that have been used, abused, you know, it's rape, theft, murder. These are all things that people are across the board. And for everybody who says, listen, what about the legal people that do the same thing? Yeah, I get it. We have enough of those problems. Don't you get it? I mean, I think it was said that now Pittsburgh, the city of Pittsburgh, is not going to actually respond to petty theft and, you know, the most simplistic and most important crimes in some case, just to keep the peace, because that's where people start taking things into their own hands. I mean, realistically, what we're talking about here is anytime you're willing to invade somebody's space or, you know, their, you know, most personal belongings or whatever it may be, you are putting yourself at a risk, because certain people aren't going to tolerate those certain things. And there's, like you have said it before, Justin, there's no law that's ever going to stop me from protecting my family. And no. those types of little things eventually escalate, and right, there's no turning back.
You know, so Congressman Jack Bergman goes on to say throughout his speech, Biden highlighted some of the problems we are facing, but failed to mention how much of that is a direct result of his administration failure to put America first. And that's true. I mean, this man has not done anything his entire time that has put American citizens first. I mean, you know, he, you know, was getting angry about the border bill, but yet the border bill was pennies for relief at our border. But, you know, upwards of what, 60 billion, 80 billion, I don't remember the exact number, that to defend Ukraine's border. And you know, and that's the other part that drives me nuts, is I don't want to hear about, you know, the posturing on Ukraine. I don't want to hear about, you know, the, oh, and my goodness, the way that they are trying to run on Roe v. Wade again. And this is a problem. This is something where, you know, like we had the U.S. Senate candidate last week where he understood how to combat this whole thing. And Republicans better get really, really damn smart on combating the topic of Roe v. Wade, that this is a state issue, and that, you know, and I think that Republicans failed to mention that Barack Obama had a supermajority, a veto-proof majority in the House, you know, during one of his 2 years stints or whatever, you know, one of his congressional sessions while he was president, plus the majority in the U.S. Senate, and they didn't pass anything when it came to Roe v. Wade to expand, you know, the right to kill innocent life.
Yeah, I'm sure they could have gotten John McCain to side up with them, right?
I'm sure. Right.
Or Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, you know, and so many others. You know, Liz Cheney.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so the third, again, this is where, you know, Republicans are going to be strategic. You know, they're going to get strategic. So they understand that they can negotiate with the souls of, you know, babies that couldn't take their first breath. I don't know. I mean, it's pathetic to sit here and listen to people try to, you know, just defend it like some kind of action of negotiating on the weeks that what we think is life. You know, it's just I don't know. It's that's the most frustrating thing about this. So even going into this entire piece, you would think to themselves, like the Republicans would just say, maybe Trump didn't want to do it, so I don't want to, like, you know, be him. The only person that should have rebutted that should have been Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. He should have been on the damn TV. Their answer for this entire thing, though she's pretty cute, and of course, I think she's a good speaker. I think the message that was sent out there, I maybe have listened to a minute and a half of it, and I'm like, I can't listen to this. It was very scripted and very it was fake emotion.
Yeah, you know, and that's you could tell that the strategists of the Republican Party, boo, by the way, terrible job. F for effort, F for deliverance, and F all around. They were trying to, obviously, you know, talk to whites. I'm going to say actually suburban women. I'm not even going to say white. I'm going to say just suburban women in general. And you know, to be honest with you, the majority of us, including, I think, suburban women, kind of know. All right, they saw the stuff that went on with the schools, and they're very, very woke, I will say, to what has happened with the school systems. And we've seen a lot of change in suburban America in the way that school boards are handling things, and the types of people that are being elected to those positions. But, you know, it was very weak. And to be honest with you, I agree with you. The only person that should have been on for the rebuttal for the Republican Party should have been Donald Trump, and he should have gone through all the numbers, everything that Joe Biden said, and showed exactly how this was incorrect, false statements, and let the media have their heyday and freak out and whatever. Because, again, then it forces individuals to go and actually have to listen to Donald Trump, including the ones on the left. Because there are a lot of people that obviously know that Joe Biden is not the answer. Okay, and many of them are on the left, and I think that it's going to cost. It could be the cost factor whether or not Joe wins again or not. All right, so they have to continue to make Trump the boogeyman. But had Trump gone out there and said, "Look, these are the numbers. This is what it was then, you know, previous 4 years or even the previous 20 years, right? This is the number on this. This is the number on that. This is how the U.S. Justice Department system has actually weaponized against the American people and use the fact that, you know, he's been put through everything. And he didn't have to necessarily go and say, you know, poor me, you know, look at me. But this is how this is how the Justice Department has been weaponized against the American people. This is how they've destroyed. This is what we put into place to protect the border. This is how we got illegal migration handled to a very good low number, but you know, Joe Biden went and signed this document on day one, which ended this. And you know, that is the Republican Party lost the greatest opportunity for Donald Trump to speak to all the independents and the moderate Democrats that are like, this is not working. This is not working. And they put on somebody that was very scripted. And yes, I do think she's incredibly smart. I do believe that she's incredibly, a conservative. And I also, yeah, she's very pretty, right? It's easy on the eyes. But easy on the eyes isn't what Americans are looking for. Americans are looking for solutions.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that we run into is, no, you're right. I mean, the thing that needed to happen was almost like the debate needed to start. Because Biden's speech was a campaign speech. In fact, it's the same speech he's been saying for the last 4 years.
Correct.
Fairly. So it's not really hard to, you know, debate and poke holes in, because he's been harping up these points, repetitive points, for year after year after year. I mean, fire your speechwriter. I mean, that's pathetic. But they get away with it, right? I mean, Democrats get away with this because the media allows them to just say whatever they want until they're told differently, until the moment that, you know, they realize. And I think there's actually been some articles and like Politico and such that I've read that have said specifically like, hey, we may, you know, they're kind of under, slowly creeping in on the Joe thing right now. Now, I think he's all in. I think in his mind that he's going to go through with it, though he may not remember, you know, who changed his diapers, you know, a week ago or whatever yesterday. But I do think his ego is not just letting him, like, cup and run. So I think we're going to see something in the future between him and Donald Trump, but I don't think it's ever going to be a type of debate that people think. It's just going to be, you know, a little banter back and forth, because they're not going to let the dog off the chain, or I should say even out of the house, because he's not, you know, Biden's not going to be able to keep up on the road. And, you know, he's going to fumble. He's going to, you know, he's one step away from kind of hitting the ground the wrong way. And I think that's how delicate right now everybody needs to understand, like, that's how delicate we are right now. Like, and I'm not telling anything to anybody that they don't already know. I mean, this isn't new news, but what is new news is that I think you brought up woke, and you brought up necessarily like suburban women. I would encourage anybody to pass this along. Peter Schweitzer just brought up an article. I don't know if it's in a new book or an article that he read, but that was basically pins down the two firms that are pushing hardest on this trans and woke agenda right now. And they actually both curtail all the way up to multiple billionaire Chinese individuals. And so that's where we are right now. And people want to talk about Russian propaganda. They do that, right? You side with the Russians, you side with this, you side with that. Again, it's Vladimir Putin wants Joe Biden in place. He said it straight up. Why? Because he's predictable. I can run him over. And oh, by the way, those individuals are more manipulative, and that is what's happening right now with the Chinese. So they sit here and talk about, you know, like, oh, you're Russian, whatever. It's like, listen, they're doing the will of the Chinese by helping tear apart this country. Now, some could be said the same thing, like, you know, if you're on social media or whatever, the banter, you're playing into it. I get it. But it's still a fight that we have to have, because we're still seeing situations where people are eating this up for whether attention or mental disability that they have, and, you know, again, they're being put through the ringer, and they're making other people kind of fall in line to what, you know, the problems that they've had. And that's truly the type of weakness that the Chinese and the Russians and anybody in who is not our friend would certainly love us to be in. And, you know, that we'll continue to play that as long as that DEI and woke agenda is in our schools.
Right. Absolutely. All right, Lee. I think you know. I think most people know that this man is a dumpster fire. You know, and I'm talking like one filled with manure and fecal matter. I mean, it's just it stinks. Everything about it stinks. It's garbage. It's all lies. It's all fallacy. It's all propaganda. It's all bullshit. Everything about his State of the Union was false, and really this was the president's state of disaster speech. So very sad that we live in these times. Let's just hope that we can get it right. But that also goes with electing proper state representation and U.S. representation at the same time.
I used to say Republicans got to get it right.
Right,
and I wouldn't bet on the horse anytime soon, that's for sure.
No, absolutely not. All right, folks, we will be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your day.